All right, your weather forecast, going to be lots of sunshine today, but very windy, high of about 44. The owner of a Franklin massage spa is facing charges. Undercover police officers allegedly found employees there performing sex acts on customers. 33-year-old Shaying Ding of Appleton charged with keeping a place of prostitution. And if convicted of the Class H felony, she could be fined up to $10,000, face up to 6 years in prison, or both. Kia today announcing the recall of more than 256,000 model year 2014 through 16 Soul compact SUVs because the steering could fail. The adhesive that holds the steering gear parts together may not be strong enough, allowing those parts to separate, and that, of course, would increase the risk of a crash. Kia found the problem after getting some warranty reports from dealers. No crashes or injuries, though, have been reported. The federal government putting out two economic reports today, and Michael Descano says both kind of complicate the upcoming Federal Reserve decision about maybe raising interest rates.
Americans ramped up their online shopping and restaurant spending in October, but barely, and inflation kept overall retail sales growth muted. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.1% last month after being unchanged in September. The Labor Department is reporting the Producer Price Index, which measures price changes before they reach the consumer, fell 0.4% last month. Weak price gains pose a challenge for the Federal Reserve, now considering when to raise interest rates. The Fed targets a 2% inflation rate as a cushion against falling prices or deflation. Michael Toscano, Washington.
The Kenosha County Board last night approving the 2016 budget, which includes what is called a modest decrease in property taxes. Before the budget debate began, though, Sheriff David Beth put in what he called one more shot at trying to convince the supervisors to add 6 correctional officers. He says he's done all he can to streamline the corrections operation, but it still requires hours and hours of overtime from his staff.
At least some people may be under the impression that if you don't give me these 6 officers, we're going to save this money. We're not. It's going to be filled with overtime. It's going to be filled at time and a half by people that are being forced to work. It's not going unpaid for.
Supervisor Terry Rose urging his colleagues not to add the additional officers, noting that for whatever reason, there are currently 10 unfilled positions.
Maybe they need to speed up the process of training, recruitment. I don't know. Their management, they need to deal with that. But I'm certainly not going to add additional people or urge that we adopt a proposal to add additional correctional guards when there has been consistently many vacancies.
Nobody offered an amendment to the budget to add the additional officers, so the final vote on the spending plan for next year was 19-4 in favor. And Wisconsin's coho salmon have made their way back into key rivers and streams, including the southeast region, providing the next generation of fish. 3 days of spawning at the Root River Steelhead facility in Racine, as well as a facility in Kewaunee, and the Wisconsin DNR fills its quota of 1.1 million fish eggs. The Hospitality Center on the grounds of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in downtown Racine is going to be getting a new leader in a few weeks. Kevin Stewart, a deacon with the Episcopal Diocese of Milwaukee, is going to be leaving to do ministry work in another community. Replacing him as of December 1st will be longtime center volunteer Leif Peterson. The bishop of the Milwaukee Episcopal Diocese putting out a statement that says, "Once deacons help a congregation develop ministries for answering God's call outside the walls of the church, they move on, passing the leadership role to the local community." Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley announcing the appointment of Damon Means, superintendent of the Mequon-Thienesville School District, a graduate of Milwaukee's Riverside High School, as the commissioner of the new Opportunity Schools Partnership Program. His priority, closing the achievement gap in MPS between white and minority students, which ranks among the widest in the country. State Senator Bob Wirtz of Summers wants the Joint Legislative Council to look at ways of reducing the state's prison population while also maintaining safety.
We lead the nation in black male prison incarceration. We have twice as many people locked up as the national average. And I'm hopeful that we can look at ways to save the taxpayers money and still have a safe state.
The Joint Legislative Council looks at issues facing the state for possible future legislation. U.S. Senate's Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, chaired by Wisconsin's Ron Johnson, holding a field hearing this afternoon in Stevens Point on the effects of new federal regulations, including the Obama administration's electricity plan. And the 10th annual Wisconsin-Illinois Cross-Country Border War coming up tomorrow at UW Parkside in the Wayne Donnell National Course. This pits high school boys and girls from Wisconsin and Illinois and 5K races. Girls' race will start at 11 a.m., the boys at 11:40. There will also be a youth 12 and under 3K race at 10:30 a.m., plus an open race 5K at 12:20 p.m. The proceeds go into a fund for the maintenance and enhancement of that course. The first court appearance for 35-year-old Racine resident Shaunice Felton for allegedly stealing over $1,600 worth of baby formula with a friend has been rescheduled for December 3rd because of what court records indicate was illness on her part. Felton alleged to have taken more than 5 dozen cans of baby formula on 3 occasions between August the 26th and September 2nd from the Pick and Save store on South Green Bay Road. That friend, 21-year-old Desiree Brown, also of Racine, has already been charged. The two were accused of stealing baby formula as well from the Burlington Walmart on September 2nd. The state of Pennsylvania has to restore the pension of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky that was taken away more than 3 years ago on the day he was sentenced to prison on child molestation convictions. That ordered by a court today. In Kenosha, the mayor's race next spring is back to 3 candidates with a declaration of intent filing by Diana Konecki. She has addressed the city council on a number of occasions. She has also acknowledged being one of the only openly transgender people in Kenosha, that transformation occurring about 5 years ago. She has no experience in running for political office. Former Mayor John Antaramian has been a candidate since the beginning. Alderman Bob Johnson recently got into the race after 2 previously announced candidates withdrew. Incumbent Mayor Keith Bosman is not seeking another term. State Representative Joel Clayfish of Oconomowoc says he is tired of hearing about it from hunters, about their being harassed and stalked, so he'll soon introduce a hunter's rights plan to strengthen Wisconsin's current law against harassment that covers both online and in-person stalking. And the 2015 Wisconsin State Capitol Christmas tree will soon be transported to Madison for next Wednesday's delivery by the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association. That group donating their time to remove it from the residence of Brad and Elizabeth Kowiski in Rhinelander. The tree this year, a Wisconsin sports theme with all kinds of ornaments from around the state. Racine Unified School Board members meeting Monday night, highlighting the agenda under action items, the employee handbook and proposed changes, the teachers union again mobilizing to try to keep them from being implemented. One of the most controversial provisions would allow school principals to hire the best perceived candidates for open positions, regardless of seniority. Superintendent Lolly Hawes in past comments says this is all going toward improving classroom conditions, while noting that it can also save the district some money. The REA's vice president, Aaron Ike, in a statement says it'll remove every shred of professionalism and autonomy from our teaching workforce. Another mass teacher turnout expected from Monday night's board meeting. Plenty of comment during the open portion. In Kenosha, the process of determining wage increases for unified staffers, that is expected to take a step forward at the school board's next meeting a week from Tuesday. At that point, the board is expected to formally declare an impasse in talks over base wages with its teachers union, clearing the way for future discussions about supplemental pay. Board President Tamara Coleman says an across-the-board wage increase would take flexibility away the district needs to cope with tight spending caps and flat state aid. She wants to fashion a compensation package taking a variety of factors into account.
There's a lot of things that we have to consider. You know, we've had a freeze in salaries for 2 years, and that includes the steps and lanes. So teachers that have gone on to get higher education and masters and that kind of thing, you know, we used to compensate them for that and give them, you know, they would get extra pay for that. Well, we've frozen all of that for the last 2 years.
Even though the budget that was passed recently includes a little over $2 million in unallocated funds, Coleman would not say whether she would favor plowing the entire amount into salary increases, adding that the eventual board discussion on pay will be held in open session. It's another sign of the times in the newspaper business. The Daily Cardinal on the UW-Madison campus cutting production of its print edition to just Mondays and Thursdays next semester versus the current 4 editions per week. Emphasis to be shifted onto the Cardinal web and mobile products. Police in Kenosha still investigating circumstances under which a car struck the front of the Payday Express office at 2304 18th Street just before 7 this morning, vehicle ending up partially inside. No injuries reported. Officers on scene initially getting different accounts of who was driving. Eventually, it was determined that a man was behind the wheel. That investigation goes on. It's a little bit of Frank Lloyd Wright, and it's now on display in downtown Chicago in the form of a bus shelter, which includes the replicas of those chairs that Wright designed for Racine's S.C. Johnson complex. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The company is a regional sponsor of the Chicago Architecture Biennial, and the Wright-themed bus shelter unveiled Thursday is designed to celebrate his long-term relationship with the company. Located on East Lake Street between North Wabash Avenue and North State Street, the bus shelter showcases a model of the administration building and research tower and replicas of the famous three-legged office chairs, inviting people to have a seat and take a selfie, which they can post on social media using the hashtag RightNowAtSCJ. Last month, SC Johnson expanded its free tour program to allow more people attending the Chicago Architectural Biennial to visit Racine to see the company's Wright-designed architecture. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Former President Bill Clinton's going to be the special guest speaker at a noontime fundraiser for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in Madison next Wednesday. It'll be at the Madison Club, according to a public listing of Wisconsin's political fundraisers. U.S. Department of Agriculture awarding $4 million in grants to 10 states, Wisconsin one of them, an effort to save monarch butterflies. The money to be spent on increasing the number of native plants like milkweed, which are needed for the survival of the caterpillars. Dane County has reached a tentative agreement with its Deputy Sheriff's Association on a new collective bargaining agreement. It'll run through December 10th of next year. The principal agreement, an across-the-board wage increase of 2.99% for regular employees beginning in the second year of the proposed 2016 operating budget. And this Sunday, the UW Parkside women's basketball team doing a coat collection drive at the DeSimone Gymnasium in connection with their home opener against Tiffin. If you donate, you get a free admission to the 1 p.m. non-conference contest. AccuWeather forecast, sunny, windy this afternoon, high near 44. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.